The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Halftime here at Unitego. Our score is 1-0. Unitego Franklin leading Afton Harpersville on a goal by Jake Kingsbury with 12 seconds left in the first half. A great free kick there by Xander Johnson from about 40 yards out. Skipped into the box, kind of pinballed around, and was able to find the back of the net as Kingsbury was right there to poke it home. So, again, it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito's been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call them at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. And, of course, I want to go back one more time. We kind of got a shortened kickoff show here tonight to give a big thank you to Butler Auto Sales. They have the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. It's their goal to never lose a customer over price. So what a first half here, Sky. Very back and forth. You know, Afton Harpersville, I would say, with the better opportunities, but Unitego Franklin capitalized when it came up.
We talked about it. You can have possession. You can have great shots and all that, but it just takes the one to get in there. That's what happened with Unitego Franklin to end the first half. I'm curious to see what happens in the second half with Afton Harpersville to keep getting their shots. And Unitego Franklin, they're going to have to keep it defensively, especially Aiden Ross in the goal.
Well, you got to know now, with 12 seconds left in the half, that's only going to light a fire under Afton Harpersville. Very interested to see how the first 10 minutes or so of the second half go, because, you know, it's one of those things, if you're UF right now, Unitego Franklin, you can't let your guard down, because you got to know, you just kicked over the hornet's nest. You know, they're going to be coming for you right now, so... You got to be able to talk when I have these things.
Some of them just catch me so off guard. That was a good one.
Harpersville Hornets, you know? I mean, there we go. So a 1-0 lead at the half. But, you know, this is one thing that this Afton Harpersville team has done this year. They've gone out and challenged themselves in these non-league games, and they've had some very, very good league games as well. They just went and defeated Spencer Vanette and Kander, who's ranked above them in this week's state rankings. They beat them 2-1. So it's like they're not afraid to play anybody, anywhere, anytime. You love to see matchups like this.
And they've been putting a lot of great shots on goal. That's got to be the mindset, I would think, going into the second half, is keep doing what we're doing. We're not playing bad by any means. We're just not getting the one to go in the net. But we're getting a lot of great looks, and I expect them to continue to put that pressure on.
So we'll take a break. Again, the score here at the half, Unitego Franklin 1, Afton Harpersville 0. We're at Unitego tonight under the lights. It's senior night, boys soccer here on WCDO. Stay tuned for more.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We start the second half here live under the lights at Unitego. It's Unitego Franklin Boys with a 1-0 lead over Afton Harpersville. Thanks for joining us on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Always fun for a night soccer game. It's just a little different. We always see football under the lights, you know, every Friday night, but you know, if you're a soccer player, you don't get to do it every day, so this is a special treat for these guys.
Yeah, and it's a special treat for some of these guys out here on the field who know me from coaching them in basketball.
Yeah, they were just giving you some grief up here. So
for good reason.
They said, what are you doing here, coach? So they didn't know that you've become a radio legend here this fall. So
yeah, well, they also didn't know I was here, but I was happy with what I saw from Unitego Franklin defensively. Guys, my guys know that that's really important to me. I'm happy to see them on the soccer field doing the same thing. They're going to have to keep it up, though. Afton Harpersville has put a lot of pressure on them in the first half, and I expect it to happen here in the second, too.
Like we were saying during our halftime report, is that we know this first 10 minutes is going to be very key for both teams. A lot could happen here in this first 10 minutes. Good volley in here by A.H., knocked away by Aiden Ross, who was absolutely tremendous in that first half in goal for Unitego Franklin. And so Unitego Franklin going to be able to clear now. They are going right to left on your radio dial. They're wearing the pink uniforms tonight for cancer awareness. It's senior night here at Unitego. They're wearing the black pants, and they do have their purple socks on. They've kind of been rotating this year between wearing a Franklin uniform and a Unitego uniform. So I know they did get some jerseys about midway through the season that say Unitego Franklin on them. So that's one thing you have to do when you have a merger is you got to figure out the uniform situation. AH is in the home whites tonight. Or not the home whites, I should say the road whites with the red twin trim. They switched in soccer, I believe, last year, so that white is now the visiting color, which still throws me off.
You know, it's funny. When I first started watching football, I started watching it after I started watching basketball. And basketball was like, well, white's the home color.
Right.
And I was like, why are they wearing the road uniforms and stuff? And now in the professional leagues, you can wear any color and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's you know, it's something that's thrown me off the last couple of years during games. Here's a cross for Afton Harpersville. Patterson couldn't quite bring it down, and it's knocked into the far corner. Boy, Patterson is quick. He just keeps it in. UF is going to try to clear, and they do. They're trying to survive this early barrage in the first 2 minutes here because Afton Harpersville is hungry to try to tie this game up as Unitego Franklin leads early 1-0. Some fancy footwork there as they'll pump it to the middle here. Very nice play by Elijah Bushuska. I should say early in the second half, the early 1-0 lead here in this half for Unitego Franklin on a goal with 12 seconds left before the halftime break by 8th grader Jake Kingsbury from Franklin. This will give us a little breathing time as A.H. punches one out of bounds and a throw-in coming up here for David Lamb. Lamb down at the left wing side. Ball loose in the middle of the field. We do have a push-off here, they will say, on Afton Harpersville. So a free kick coming up here from just over midfield. And Johnson was going to punch one to the far side. And UF can't keep it in, skips out of bounds, and we'll go back to AH.
And I will really be curious to see what the pace is this half. We saw a pretty good pace from both teams in the first half. I'll see if that's sustainable here in the second.
Yeah, we saw a lot of breakaways, a lot of runs to the corner, switching fields, and if they can keep up that type of pace, I'll be impressed. Marceliot with a crossing pass here. He's got Patterson, tries to float one to the far corner, and it's knocked away. Went up over the bar. Good recovery defense. They're going to say it was last touched by Afton Harpersville, and so it'll be a goal kick coming. 36 minutes to go here in the second half. A 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Afton Harpersville. AH in first place in the MAC standings. And Unitego Franklin hovering right around the fourth place position right now in the Tri-Valley League. That's where they play. The original merger, they decided to go with the Tri-Valley because there was very few Unitego guys at that time. And, of course, we got a slide tackle here. Clapper got a piece of it there, so it's going to be a good-looking free kick here as Anthony Obeda was taken down there by Clapper. And so this is a straightaway free kick here by Marcelli at from about 30 yards out or so, maybe 35. Unitego Franklin trying to set up the wall here, and AH is asking for 10, so they're going to have to back up the wall. Marcelliot's going to reset the ball here. 5 minutes into the second half, golden opportunity here. Marcelliot very good on restarts, and so we'll see where he decides to place this ball. I'd say AH has got six guys in the box. Oh, he put it up and over. Well over. He wasn't over the ball and chopped it up high, and he's going to want that one back. And that's how you know sometimes when it just isn't your night. So Unitego Franklin with the goal kick here. Going back to my point on Unitego Franklin, currently sitting around fourth place right now in the Tri-Valley League, you got to be in the top four to make it into the league semifinals, 1-4, 2-3, to see who's going to make it to the championship game in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus on October 15th, which, Sky, you know, I know you're newer to the soccer game, but if you want to have a fun day of soccer, go to the Wright National Soccer Campus that day. We'll be having the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League Championship games there. It's just a great day where all the local teams are there. A ton of people come out for it. One of my favorite days of the year.
It's got to be right up there with the Mayor's Cup, I would imagine, for you.
Yeah, Mayor's Cup is a lot of fun, and you start getting those games at Wright National Soccer Campus, the league championship games, into sectionals, and occasionally a regional game is hosted there. Boy, the atmosphere is just really, really great. It's you know, if you're playing there late in the season, you've done something right.
I remember going last year to a sectional championship game between Skanivas girls,
yes,
and Franklin girls, and that was a great game too.
So, you know, that was a good, you know, well-packed crowd there. Everybody's coming out, and it's great because you have a lot of the games in the same place, and so you get to see teams from all sorts of leagues that you've been maybe following all year, all playing in one facility. So here is AH on a counterattack. Marcelliot is knocked away by Clapper. Boy, he's doing a good job of sliding in there to knock that away. Clapper and Marcelliot going head-to-head right now. Here is Bishuska finding Patterson down the right wing side. Patterson with a good little step over. Goes back to Obeda. Boots one into the box. Good head ball out of there to avoid trouble by Xander Johnson. 33 minutes to go here in the first half. A rocket cross here, and they can't find Hunter Bishuska on the far side. Just missed his left foot by a couple of inches. Otherwise, that one was going to be in the back of the net. Goal kick coming up. So, again, 33 minutes to go second half. Unitego Franklin leading Afton Harpersville 1-0.
Just like we saw in the first half, I'd say that Afton Harpersville has had most of the possession again this half, just haven't been able to capitalize.
Yeah, again, we knew that AH was going to come very hard in the first 10 minutes here, and could UF survive that? So far, they've gotten through 8 minutes of that. Ball is knocked back up by Bishuska and comes to the center of the field. Going right side now is AH looking to set it up. They'll try to boot one into the center. Knocked down here by UF, and they will look to clear, but they didn't get it out. Back into the box, Elijah Bishuska finds Hunter Bishuska. Left wing side, tries to fire, and it's knocked out. Going to have a corner kick coming up here. Again, 32 minutes to go in this second half, and a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Afton Harpersville. You want to go back and listen to this game? Looks like we got an instant classic coming up here. You can always download it on WCDOsports.com. Should have it up there by tomorrow. And it's all free, a free download, courtesy of SFCU. Good ball into the box here by Marcelli. It finds Patterson, heads one over to Bishuska. Hunter struggling with his footing here. It's knocked away and blocked down, and UF is going to look to clear. And UF is trying to move their defense up to make sure that Afton Harpersville has to come with them, so they won't be offsides. Far side now for Afton Harpersville. They look to float one back in. It's knocked away here. AH trying to set it up. They'll work one back to Elijah Bishuska. Now to the right side. Good ball into the box, and this one is gobbled up here by Aiden Ross, the goalkeeper, and he's going to look to punt this away. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back. 31 minutes to go in this second half, and UF leads 1-0 over Afton Harpersville on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Still a 1-0 lead here for Unitego Franklin over Afton Harpersville. And now, Sky, here's UF with a couple of good opportunities here as they seem to have weathered that early storm. And now we'll have a corner kick coming up here for Unitego Franklin. Going to be taken here by Xander Johnson. And that far side here as Unitego Franklin going right to left with a 1-0 lead. Good ball here by Johnson. Hit off the side of the goal and comes back out to Johnson. I was going to say, are they going to say that that's, yeah, I thought they were going to say that that would be out of bounds. But, boy, a couple more inches and that could be right, you know, bouncing off the goalie or a good opportunity there right on the goal line. Good kick there by Xander.
And Unitego Franklin just made their first substitution of the second half. We saw them rotate quite a bit in the first. I'll be interested to see if they continue to do that to keep fresh legs to keep up with this pace from Afton Harpersville.
1-0 lead here for Unitego Franklin over Afton Harpersville. The Tri-Valley versus the MAC here tonight. Both teams that will be in the Section 4 Class C sectional tournament maybe could see a rematch here in a couple of weeks. You never know. The seeding meeting is next week. And one of the toughest days of the year for me because everybody wants that bracket. Let me tell you what. They want that bracket, and they want it now. So everybody is always looking forward to that day. Here's Johnson into the right-wing corner. Knocked away. Good job by the AH defense to clear it out. They'll go to Obeda at midfield. Now for Elijah Bashuska. He's got a corner ball running onto it. Here's Hunter Bashuska. Turns on the Jets to the left-wing corner. He gets back behind the defense. Good job by Xander Johnson, though, to go back and knocked that away. We got a physical contest over in the corner now. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Here's going to be a free kick. And UF is going to be able to kick this one out as the call will be against Afton Harpersville. But, boy, you talk about speed. Those guys were hustling down that left-wing side for that ball.
And it did get a little physical, too.
Yeah, got a little physical in the corner, which, you know, tends to happen on those type of opportunities, a 50-50 ball there. UF trying to clear back up to midfield. 27 minutes to go here in the second half. A 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Afton Harpersville. Centering pass looking for a streaking Marceliot. And went right into Aiden Ross, who has just had a tremendous game here, Sky. I mean, going back to the first half, he really, for a time there, put Unitego Franklin on his back as we got another call at midfield here. And Unitego Franklin from, again, about 40 yards out, going to have a free kick.
I'll be honest, and obviously everyone for Unitego Franklin is playing great, but if it wasn't for Aiden Ross in that first half, Afton Harpersville's probably got two goals, I would say, at least.
Johnson with another free kick here. This one is wide to the left. Rolls out of bounds. I think he could have taken an extra second there before he hit that ball because he put two really nice ones on Cage in the first half, and that one maybe just looked a little rushed to me. But, yeah, Aiden Ross, going back to your point, some phenomenal saves in that first half. And then the goal, our lone goal of the night, was with 12 seconds left in the first half. Jake Kingsbury was able to track down a bouncing ball in the box off a free kick there by Xander Johnson. And he was able to put it in. Here's Marceliot again turning on the Jets right wing side into the box. Marceliot riding his way into the corner. Oh, he got tripped up. Are we going to have a PK? Yes, we are. PK. Marceliot got taken down on the goal line there with 26 minutes to go here in the second half, so they'll stop the clock here. A 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Afton Harpersville, but here's the man they call the Iceman, Bobby Marcelli at stepping up for Afton Harpersville. And, you know, he was a smart player. That's a veteran player going into the corner, waiting for some contact. And if you get hit just right, maybe you fall, maybe you get that call. I think that was a veteran move. So Marcelli at setting things up here. Will he go left? Will he go right? A PK here for Afton Harpersville. Aiden Ross has been phenomenal tonight. Is there a way he could get to this? As a goalie, you kind of just have to look at the body language and guess which way you're going to go. Here is Marcelli. It steps up, bangs one to the left corner, and he scores. We got a 1-1 game. Ross guessed right, but that was a rocket that hit off the bar in the back left corner. A 1-1 game now between Afton Harpersville and Unitego Franklin. We're going to step away for 60 seconds, but we'll be right back. 26 minutes to go here in the second half on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Afton Harpersville finds the equalizer on a penalty kick. We got 25 minutes to go now in the second half, under the lights here tonight at the U. And we got a 1-1 game now. Again, Unitego Franklin scoring with 12 seconds left in the first half by Jake Kingsbury on a rebound goal off a free kick from Xander Johnson. And then the equalizer by Marciliot on the penalty kick. So we're all knotted up here, and this game is living up to the hype for this non-league contest. AH looking for another run into the right-wing corner here. Good job by the UF defense to track it down. They'll look to try to clear one out. Back up the right wing with David Lamb. Now back into the center of the field, scooped up here by the Spartan Devils. But again, AH, I'd still say, is controlling possession here, maybe still about 60-40, I would say, and they're so crisp with their passing. They really set up some nice opportunities for themselves.
They do, and they are still playing with such a great pace, and I don't know if that'll, as I said, wear them out or if it'll wear down Unitego Franklin.
Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Glad to have you along for this one on senior night here. Always a treat to play under the right lights at Unitego Franklin. And a reminder that we'll have Friday football for you here on WCDO as well. Unitego Franklin visiting Green on Friday night at 7 o'clock. A shot rolls out of bounds here by Afton Harpersville, but it did deflect off of a UF defender, so Marciliot's going to jog over here to take the corner kick for Afton Harpersville. Game 7 o'clock on Friday. Going to be the corner kick here. Oh, great ball through the center of the goal mouth there. Nobody was home. Ross might have got a piece of it. I think they're saying he did, so now they're going to get a corner on the other side. Afton Harpersville very sneaky here with the way they do things. They like to play it short. They kind of like to lull you to sleep a little bit. I hate to use that again, but and then all of a sudden they're going 100 miles an hour. Good ball here by Bashuska into the goal mouth again. It was headed out of there, and UF is able to clear. You know, I noticed on the penalty kick as well, you know, Marciliot didn't line up and really give Aiden Ross much of a chance to read his body language. He stayed at the top of the box and was talking with Elijah Bashuska and then pretty much just sprinted up onto the ball to kick it, really not allowing the goalie to have any chance to see what he was going to do.
No, and it's funny you said it because I noticed that too. They were talking to each other.
That's pretty rare that they do that.
And then, as you said, he more or less just ran up and kicked it right in the goal, and you were talking about reading the body language and stuff like that as a goalie, and Ross still guessed correctly. It's just he just ran up and drilled it right in.
Yeah, that was perfect. Well done there by Marsiliat. You can see why they call him the Iceman, that's for sure. 22 minutes to go here in the second half. We got a 1-1 game. Unitego Franklin clearing it out. And Afton Harpersville back to midfield, wants to punch one right back in. Off the head of a UF defender. Mishuska's going to try to let it run. Now he'll track it down on the line. And it rolls out. It's going to be a corner kick here for Afton Harpersville. And they really have controlled a lot of the possession here and a lot of the chances in the second half, but still a 1-1 game, 22 minutes to go. Marsiliat again with a corner kick. Good curling ball to the back far post over the head of Bashuska, and he can't track it down. It'll be a throw-in on the near side for Unitego Franklin. Boy, the first time we did a soccer game last week went to overtime. Could we see it again here tonight, Scott?
We very well could, and it looks like it's going to go that way with both the way both teams are playing.
We just jinxed that. Yeah, you totally did. Well, we both jinxed it by bringing it up, right? So we had a great game, two Fridays ago. Unitego girls at Green went to overtime. Unitego scored with 30 seconds left. Kylie Musoff finding the back of the net and ended in a 2-2 tie that night. Really good game between the Spartans and the Trojans. Here's Unitego Franklin. Jake Kingsbury to the far side. Had it knocked away. And here is Ryan Dawson right at midfield. He's going to have the throw-in opportunity for Afton Harpersville. Subs for both sides coming in. Braden Johnson getting a breather here. And much like they did in the first half, Unitego Franklin taking some of the starters off. Let's keep an eye on this guy as we have 20 minutes to go. They're going to give him another 2-3-4 minute rest and then put him back in to try to have those fresh legs down the stretch. So a 1-1 game here between Afton Harpersville and Unitego Franklin. Boys soccer tonight here on CDO is starting to get a little more chilly here late in this second half, but still a lot of fiery action out there on the field. As here is Equan Patterson now for AH, trying to go down the right wing side. Ball is tackled away there by Unitego Franklin. They're able to clear. David Lamb doing a good job to clear it back to midfield. But again, even when UF gets it to midfield, AH is right there on defense to try to put it back in. Headed out of bounds here by Isaac Wright of Unitego Franklin. So another throw-in coming here for Afton Harpersville. They'll go right down the line, finding Patterson. Boots one to Marsiliat in the middle. And again, intercepted here by Chase Bertzel. Bertzel trying to go to the outside. And they'll work one over onto the right wing. But again, AH is right there to punch one back in. And again, we talked about it in the first half. Here's Bashuska, a centering pass, gets through everybody, finds Patterson, boots one back out, finds Marsiliat, knocked away there by UF. It's going to roll out of bounds and be another corner kick coming. Good job at the last minute there by David Lamb to get his leg in the way to make sure that didn't have a clear path on net. But we said in the first half, this Afton Harpersville group has been playing together since youth soccer. They've done very well playing year-round. Won some championships together. You love to see that, and it's starting to pay off for them.
You can kind of see as we continue on through this game that with those crosses and these through balls, that you can tell that they just kind of have a feeling where each other's going to be and know where to go with the ball next. You talk about the crisp passes. Well, one of the ways that's possible is knowing where you're going to go with that, knowing where your teammate's going to be.
Marsiliat with a corner kick. He's going to want that one back. It goes to the top of the box. Still a good head ball in by AH, but out of bounds it goes. And it's going to be a goal kick here coming up for Unitego Franklin with 18 and a half to go in the second half and a 1-1 game here. Now Chase Bertzel is going to get a breather here for Unitego Franklin. I think at the moment AH has a majority of their starters in at the moment, making sure that as we look around out there, yeah, they're still going with the full court press here. They want to find that go-ahead goal.
I haven't seen them make as many substitutions during this game. And with the amount of pace they're playing with tonight, I don't know if that'll come back to hurt them or not, especially with Unitego Franklin, giving some of their guys just a couple minutes here and there to catch their breath.
Yeah, this AH team, we talked about being scholar athletes, but they also played in a winter indoor league down at the 434 Sportsplex down there in Binghamton. So they've gone out, they've challenged themselves, they've played a lot of the stack teams, and they've been very successful. So it's a big reason why this team is 12-2 on the year so far. As Unitego Franklin looking to clear it out here, out of their own defensive end, is they've just had to be on high alert here for most of this second half so far. Yeah, that Shenango Cup League, Oxford, Norwich, Sherburn, Green, Bainbridge, Southside, Selick. And again, playing back just a couple of years ago, and then staying together through all these years to have a chance during their junior and senior year to do something special. 17 minutes to go, second half, 1-1 game here. Unitego Franklin, Afton Harpersville, Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on CDO. Throw-in coming here from Unitego Franklin. Intercepted once again. They try to go to Marcellia in the middle of the field. Taken away, though, by Kingsbury. Good reversal there to get it off this side. It's been on the left-wing side for quite a while now. They're going to try to go to the right-wing flag. UF getting it deep in. AH is able to clear over to the far side. Good run, though, by Unitego Franklin. Chasing that down was Wyatt Beers into the right-wing corner with 16.5 to go in this second half. Throw-in opportunity coming up here for the Spartan Devils. They'll work one in. They find David Clapper. Good fake by Clapper. Gets into the middle of the field. Trying to get a little room to get a shot off. Instead, he goes to Beers, far side. Back out Kingsbury, top of the box. Good floating shot high up over the bar. Good look, though, by the eighth grader, Jake Kingsbury. We're going to take a 60-second break. We got 16 minutes to go in the second half. We're tied at one apiece here on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Free kick, top of the box with 15 minutes to go here for Unitego Franklin. Here's Kingsbury, sends one through, gets through everybody, but goes wide left of the net. Good opportunity there. I think the wall was thinking it was going to go high. He kept it low, and it just went wide left. Good look there, though. We were hoping we would get back in time from break to make sure we brought you that free kick. Good opportunity there by the always crafty Kingsbury. 14.5 to go in the second half. We're tied 1-1. And off the goal kick here goes to midfield. Elijah Bashuska trapping it down. He's going to try to send a ball to the right wing corner. Well read there by the Unitego defense. Ball batted around here for a minute. Marcellia trying to run onto it. Lost control. But AH is still able to hold on. Patterson tries to read one through here for Marcellia. But Aiden Ross was able to come out and scoop up the save. So Ross, again, has really been perfect tonight. You can't fault him on that penalty kick because that was an absolute laser, and it was perfect.
And he read it right. I mean, he took the right direction on it. Just, as you said, sometimes when a shot goes that hard, nothing you can do.
Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here. Got a great contest between Unitego Franklin and Afton Harpersville. Glad to have you along. Here's Bashuska with a great through ball. Elijah finding Hunter. He runs onto it. He's offsides. Oh, boy, it had to be by an inch. I mean, that was super, super close. Tough to tell from this angle.
We got the VAR up here?
Yeah, let's see that one again. I know that Afton Harpersville would love to take another look at that one because Bashuska was going to be in clean. Free kick now by Xander Johnson to the far side. UF is trying to find that magic like they did late in the first half. UF has done very good on the counterattack, and when they've been able to find some sort of a shot inside where they can get somebody sneaking in on that back post, just like Kingsbury did on the free kick. Kingsbury did come off. He's getting his little break here, and I like the rotation that Alicia Lang is putting through here for Unitego Franklin, trying to keep everybody as fresh as possible against this very good AH attack.
Jake Kingsbury wouldn't agree with that statement. He did not want to come out.
No,
I saw him walking off, but that's just the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, he's a gamer, and I'm sure he's going to be saying, Coach, I'm ready. I'm ready to go back in. So Xander Johnson clears this one out. And it's getting to be that point in the game as we come up on 12 minutes to go in the second half. A 1-1 game, you know, sometimes if you're in harm's way like Xander was there, you had two guys bearing down at you, it's okay to get rid of that ball right there. You'd rather see that than make a mistake and have AH go in on a one-on-one. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show, whenever that will be here tonight. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll try not to forget those tonight, as we did in our last contest. We were able to announce our award winners later, but we apologize for that. We got so caught up in the overtime and all that in that game. That was certainly a lot of fun. Another through ball here by Obeda. Doesn't get through. Johnson read that well, and Xander's able to clear once again. He's not taking any chances here. Any chance he gets, he's punching that one free. And again, it's sailing out of bounds, and another throw-in for Afton Harpersville. They're in the white uniforms with the red trim, going left to right on your radio dial. Unitigo Franklin's in the pink tops here tonight for cancer awareness, the purple socks and the black shorts. And here's the through ball again for Hunter Bosiuszka. Right wing or left wing side, his shot is up over the bar. A lot of contact there. Ross came out. The defender slammed into him. Looked like a pretty clean play, though. Still up over the bar. And another corner kick coming here for Marceliot with 11 minutes to go in the second half. We are tied 1-1 here between the Unitigo Franklin boys and visiting Afton Harpersville. Marceliot with the corner kick now. It's deflected into the box and cleared by Bertzel, who's back in. AH trying to punch it back in from about the 30-yard line here on the football field. They find Elijah Bosiuszka outside left wing for Hunter Bosiuszka. Gets around his defender, and no, they're going to say it was out of bounds, and he doesn't agree. But UF quickly in transition now up the right wing side in front of the bleachers on the far side here at Unitigo High School.
I've been getting the feeling that Unitigo Franklin is really trying to play a defensive game and catch them back off guard on the counterattacks. Have you gotten that same kind of feeling tonight?
Yeah, I definitely have. I think they're picking their spots. You got to stay home on defense. AH is controlling the possession, probably 70-30, and UF is just trying to pick their spots, I think. They've played great. The defense has been tremendous. Long ball ahead through everybody. Carter Burns is back to scoop this up here for Afton Harpersville in net. And he'll look to punt this one away. Yeah, the counterattack has worked well for UF. Certainly has. And, you know, they're playing pretty much four on the back line right now to try to just give as much protection as they can. Both these coaches very good about the way they set things up. So this could be an interesting chess match the rest of the way. Burns with kind of a floater of a punt here. UF trying to run onto it. And into the middle of the field, it's taken away by Elijah Bosiuszka. And he's got some numbers if he can hurry. Down the right wing side for Patterson. Patterson looking to the corner. No, he didn't give it off. He goes back to Elijah Bosiuszka. Knocked away, but somehow gets to Obeda through the traffic. And again, UF chasing back on D. Bosiuszka now, in front of his own bench, goes to Patterson. As Afton Harpersville goes left to right, they'll work one into the corner for Marceliot. Two defenders are pretty much all over him wherever he goes as we hit 8:50 to go here in the second half. We're tied 1-1. Going to be a throw-in coming up. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A 1-1 game with 8 minutes to go here tonight. Under the lights at the U. Boys soccer, a non-league matchup between Unitigo Franklin and Afton Harpersville. While we were gone for 30 seconds, Marceliot put one on net. And again, Aiden Ross was there to make the save. I don't think it was a real danger, but boy, Ross has just been tremendous tonight.
He really has been. I've been very impressed by him. He saw definitely more shots on goal in the first half. And as we said, he's the reason why Apston Harper's only got one goal. He's been tremendous.
Here's Hunter Bosciuszka again down the left side. He's had a busy night over there. Fires and he scores. An absolute bullet from the top of the left part of the box. And that was a laser. And 2-1, Apston Harper's leads with 7.5 to go in the second half. What a shot. Wow, still 7.5 to go, but, you know, they've been pushing it down that left wing side again and again and again, and Bosciuszka's got that speed and a laser of a shot from the top of the box. Ross laid out for it, but just could not get there in time. That was perfectly placed. Wow, really nice. Really nicely done. And it's 2-1 with 7.5 to go here in the second half. And now Unitego Franklin's got to sell out. They got to push everything forward, I would say, if they want to try to get the equalizer. Be interested to, as well, to see what Afton Harpersville does here. Do they sag back and try to protect on defense, or do they keep their foot on the gas?
I think their best defense is their offense, truthfully. I think the way that they've applied pressure, they've kept the ball on their side. That's going to be their best defense, I would say.
Marcellia with a dime of a pass here to Equan Patterson in the middle of the field. It's knocked away. Running onto it is Ryan Dawson, and this one is flicked out of bounds. And it's going to be a throw-in. And, oh, they're going to stop the clock here and try to get the time set here. Referee trying to make sure that his watch is synced up with the scoreboard. So before we have the throw-in. All right, so the watch and the scoreboard were probably about 15 seconds apart. So now we have 6:56 to go, second half. And a 2-1 game. Afton Harpersville with the go-ahead goal there by Hunter Bosciuszka. That was a laser of a shot. And now does Unitego Franklin have any magic in the tank to try to find the equalizer again and maybe send this to OT? They're going to need a pretty perfect opportunity. And Elijah Bosciuszka finds Hunter on the far side, tries a centering pass. Ross is there to cut the cross off. And now he's going to push everybody up, and a great punt here. Goes over midfield. Johnson, Braden's able to head it forward, trying to run onto it, but again knocked away by the AH defense. And they go to Patterson on the near side. They're doing a good job of keeping it wide here. Stepping down the line with coming up on 6 minutes to go in the second half. Patterson trying to get one into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. Pretty physical play there, but going to be a throw-in for Afton Harpersville. They're just trying to get it to the corner, use some clock, and see if they can get another open opportunity. So AH with the throw-in. Gets it into the box. A shot here is up over the bar by Ryan Dawson. And a goal kick coming up here for Unitego Franklin. They're going to have to try to push it. Coming up on 5.5 to go in this second half. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. So here is Afton Harpersville at midfield now, shielding it out of bounds is Aiden Rogers. A throw-in forward is intercepted, and here's David Clapper. Can he get something going? They try to go to Kingsbury, but a good step by Bosciuszka takes it away. Flicks one with the outside of the foot now to Patterson. Cross finds Hunter Bosciuszka, tries to volley one out of the air. Couldn't quite get the timing, and Unitego Franklin is able to clear. AH looking to put one right back in, and they have just controlled the possession here tonight. Johnson looking to clear it out, and he does, but we're going to have a push here on Afton Harpersville. And so a free kick coming here for Unitego Franklin with 4:45 to go in the second half. And our score is Afton Harpersville 2 and Unitego Franklin 1. Boys soccer tonight, a non-leaguer tonight here in Unitego. Free kick. Bouncing around midfield, Kingsbury finds Xander Johnson. Johnson dribbling through, a good flick to Chase Bertzel. A shot here. Oh, he just missed it on the left wing side. Bertzel with a good rip from the right wing at the top of the box, and it wouldn't go.
That looked like their best offensive possession of the second half, Nate. Just multiple guys moving it, getting to the right space.
Great shot from Bertzel. Boy, I would love to see him maybe hold that for another half a second before he ripped that. So 4:17 to go in the second half. Boy, I just thought, oh, boy, just take that extra step there, maybe get that angle a little better, but a great rip. Easy to say that from up here, for sure.
Yeah.
much harder to do it when the whole defense is coming down on you.
Yeah, Nate, I think I would. What I would have done, I think I would have done.
Yeah. So here at half, Marsili, it's going to knock it out of bounds, and Afton Harpersville is in protect mode right now. You can see that. Any chance they get to clear it, they are doing that, and they're starting to bring everybody back now. Bertzel with a good flick on, trying to find Braden Johnson. As Untigo Franklin pushing everybody forward. Oh, it's going to be a good free kick opportunity here. Looks like Clapper is going to take it with 3:40 to go in the second half. Now they are going to bring in Xander Johnson on the left wing side. Probably about 25 yards out, I would say. Maybe 30. Afton Harpersville trying to set the wall up. This is a good opportunity. We've seen that UF is very good on restarts. So Johnson again, left wing side. Going to try to float one in. Good ball bouncing around. It's free in the box, but nobody was there for Unitigo Franklin, and AH is able to clear. Good-looking ball that kind of knuckled into the box, and then AH is able to punch it out. That's what you're hoping for if you're UF right there, is to get a restart opportunity where maybe you can find Clapper or Kingsbury or the big head of Braden Johnson somewhere in there.
I've been very impressed with Clapper tonight, too, by the way. He's been all over the field,
really has.
Literally.
Yeah, great on defense, great hustle, and like you said, he's been everywhere. Throw in now for UF. They're trying to find Chase Bertzel in the corner. It's knocked out, and AH is not messing around. Any chance they can put that out of play, they're doing it. Kingsbury with the throw in to Xander Johnson. Tries to go back to Kingsbury in the corner. Again, knocked out. The ball boys are going to be busy here for the next 2.5 minutes.
We're going to need them to keep going, too.
Yeah. UF is trailing 2-1 over Afton Harpersville. A throw in for Bertzel. Chips one into the box with his head, or flicks, I should say. And again, AH is able to clear. Sent right back in by UF. And they're trying to settle it down, but it's taken away by Obeda, and he will clear to the far side. They're just trying to play keep away, but somehow Kingsbury stole it back for UF. Kingsbury to the far side. They find Xander Johnson. Can he get a rip on it? Johnson now straight away being hounded by the AH defense. Goes back to Kingsbury, floats one into the box. This could be trouble, but Carter Burns is right there to hold on to it with a minute 50 to go. The advantages of being 6'4 or so in a situation like that is Burns is able to swallow that up out of the air and punt it forward to midfield. AH is going to clear. Can it get over the defense? It does, but guess who? Clapper is Johnny on the spot, knocks it over to the far side. Now back to midfield. Johnson slips on the wet turf here, and AH is going to come away with the ball with a minute 20 to go here in the second half. And they lead 2-1. Now it's going to be a free kick for Afton Harpersville. Yeah, they're trying to take time off the clock here and get a free kick. Let's see who comes in to take this. It's going to be Ryan Dawson. And this can be the frustrating part of soccer. You get a free kick like this, I mean, you can just really take some time off the clock if you are trying to do that.
I've watched I've watched professional games where they walk, they take their time, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, it could certainly be a frustrating thing if you're on the side of trying to get that ball back up the field. So we're down to about 40 seconds to go here. And Afton Harpersville looks like they might be coming out with a hard-fought non-league victory here tonight over Unitigo Franklin. They're trying to dish one down into the corner here to just kill this off. Ball out of bounds. And Afton Harpersville, yeah, is just going to work off the last 20 seconds, it looks like, here. And they'll throw one in for Equan Patterson. Taken away by Unitigo Franklin, but stolen right back. And this will improve Afton Harpersville to 13-2, and they're going to have a very high seed in the upcoming Section 4 Class C tournament. We could see these teams again face off in sectionals, but a hard-fought win under the lights tonight for Afton Harpersville and a gutsy performance by Unitigo Franklin here, but it's just not enough. Two goals in the second half for Afton Harpersville here, so we're going to have the postgame show coming up, but a great battle here tonight between these two teams, Sky.
What a battle. Wow.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, Unitigo Franklin scores with 12 seconds left in the first half, and Afton Harpersville ties it up on a PK, mm-hmm. and then what a shot to take the lead from them there on the left side.
Yeah, Hunter Bishuska with the rocket, and he's the hero here. So We'll be back. We'll give out our three awards and break everything down and wrap this up from Unitego tonight. A big thank you to them for setting us up to do some soccer here. Done a lot of football games in this booth, but never a soccer game, so this was a lot of fun. We'll be back with the post-game show here on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Again, our final score here tonight in Unitego, 2-1 for Afton Harpersville over Unitego Franklin. And again, it would be fun. These two teams could see each other in the upcoming Section 4 Class C tournament. The seeding meeting is going to be October 12th, which is next Wednesday. And then all the fun will begin the week after that. I believe like the 18th, 19th is going to be when those games start. So, you know, we're into the home stretch now, which is hard to believe, Sky, that, you know, we've already been through that much of the soccer season. Football is a little different because that season is just so, so long. I mean, they'll be playing the state championship in December, I believe, this year. So, it, you know, that's longer, but a lot of these fall sports are getting into league championship time.
Yes, they are, and I tell you what, whoever didn't end up winning this one, they want that rematch when it comes sectional time. So what a great game tonight by both teams. It really could have gone anyone's way.
Yeah, I mean, Afton Harpersville, you can see why they are such a good team. Great ball possession, smart. They have the speed. They have the foot skills. You can see that this team has been playing together for a long, long time.
You can, and that chemistry, especially when you get down 1-0, it didn't really even seem to faze them. You know, when they came back out, we talked about the first 10 minutes of the second half and what that was going to be. But they just kept playing, and they kept playing, and they kept playing the way that they did in the first half, where we saw in the first half they got shot after shot that was on goal. But Aiden Ross for Franklin, Unitego Franklin tonight made great save after great save. But I think the strategy must have been just keep doing what we're doing. At some point, we will find the back of the net.
Yeah, he was tremendous, Aiden Ross in goal tonight for Unitego Franklin. So our quick scoring summary, 12 seconds left in the first half, a great free kick from Xander Johnson from about 40 yards out. Bobbles around in the box. Jake Kingsbury is able to knock it in. So that was the goal in the first half, and UF led 1-0 at the halftime break. Then in the second half, it was a penalty kick. I thought it was a really veteran move by Bobby Marsilia. Now somebody at home might be saying, okay, you know, veteran move, blah, blah, blah. If you get that contact, whether you genuinely get knocked down or not, if you can sell that, I think it's just part of the game for, from my perspective. So
I think we're far enough removed. 8 years ago in the fall, in our first game against Horseheads, I was running a route. This is football, so a little bit different. And there was a pass that was coming my way, and the guy made contact with me. So definitely, you know, interfered with the pass, but I made sure I went down.
Mm-hmm.
And we were down at the time. I made sure I went down to make sure it sold the call just a little bit for it. Now, I'm not proud of to admit, you know, it flopped a little bit, but we were losing at the time. There was under a minute or whatever left in the game. It was a crucial play, and that was a crucial play there. He took the chance. There was definitely some contact, took the chance by going down, and ended up getting a PK, and they scored.
Yeah, you do take the chance when you do that of the ball rolling out of bounds or you don't get a call, and then you're on the ground. It's your disadvantage at that point, but, you know, a veteran guy like that, he knew that he was in the right place at the right time. He gets the call, and then I loved how he sold the PK. They really didn't give Ross any chance to read the body language, and he sent a laser into the corner. It was a great shot.
I was very impressed by what they were doing with that penalty kick right there, because he and a teammate were just talking and talking and talking, and then all of a sudden he sprints up and just drills it right in. And we said Ross went the right direction, but he lasered that right in. But when they're talking and stuff, your reaction time's not going to be what it normally would be, mm-hmm. because, well, they're just talking right now.
Yeah. Yep. So they set that up very well. As soon as the whistle went, he turned, he ran up and fired. So, and then the game winner, Hunter Bishuska, got a through ball down at the left wing side, and we've been seeing them kind of hammer that a lot, and he just got the perfect one, ripped it from the top left corner of the box, and it was a laser into the far corner. Ross dove, had a great chance at it, but it was just the perfect shot that they needed.
And another laser, really. I mean, and that you can only do just so much.
Yeah.
It was one-on-one with the keeper. They did get in behind the defense. Defense was trying to catch up, but great shot. You know, up here looked great. As we talk about, it's a lot easier for us up here to say, oh, you should have done this. But in that situation, that was just perfect, well executed.
So that's our final score, 2-1 tonight. We'll take one last quick break. We hate to keep you waiting, but when we come back, we'll give our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A hard-fought win tonight for Afton Harpersville over Unitego Franklin. Our three awards coming up when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unitego tonight. A rare soccer game under the lights here on the football field. You love to see it. Afton Harpersville with the 2-1 win over Unitego Franklin. Let's do our three awards here, Sky. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes, and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. Let's give this one tonight to Hunter Bishuska. I thought he was great, scored the game winner, had a lot of good opportunities, and he buried the one when it counts.
It was just a name we kept saying over and over tonight. It felt like he just did a lot of great things, but as you said, a game winner right there, great shot.
Now let's do our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school soccer teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with Aiden Ross tonight. Dynamic defense. He was dynamic for Unitego Franklin in goal.
Time and time again, he kept them in the game in that first half. The two goals that happened, you can't really fault him, but he was making save after save. Great performance from him start to finish.
So the last time we did a soccer game, we gave out two all-purpose players. Since we don't do a lot of soccer games, I'm okay with doing that again. So we'll give one for AH, one for UF. So first I'll give up the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award for AH. Of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go with Bob Marciliot here. Dynamic in the middle of the field, scores the PK, draws the PK, just did a little bit of everything tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't say it any better. Did a little bit of everything, was all over the field. We talked about the veteran play he made there to draw the PK and then to finish it off. Excellent choice.
And our other ACCO Award winner here tonight for the All-Purpose Award, I'd like to go Jake Kingsbury. Had that goal, Johnny on the spot. Right play at the right time. So for Unitego Franklin, we'll go with the eighth grader, Jake Kingsbury.
And he did a lot of very good things all over the field tonight, too. He actually started back on defense, you know, played midfield, played up a little bit, all-purpose right there.
Yeah, so those are our awards tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We hope you enjoyed some high school soccer tonight. We'll be getting back to the music here shortly, but Sky, thank you again. We're gonna miss you on Friday, but we'll see you again sometime next week.
Absolutely.
It'll be me and Tim Cutting on Friday night as we're going to have the Green Trojans hosting Unitego Franklin football. 7 o'clock kickoff over in Green. We'll have our Butler Auto kickoff show at about 6:45 or so, so make sure you tune in for that. Again, our final score here tonight, Afton-Harpersville wins a non-leaguer in boys soccer against Unitego Franklin 2-1. Under the lights at Unitego High School. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
Today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.